Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
It's wild, though, how it was so obvious that this was the route that everyone was going to go based off of you can't lose as many games as he has and how hard the schedule was going to be in the beginning of the season. It was always going to turn this way. The idea that people could have been so hell-bent on Stefanski being great at his job to then 5 games later, Nick. This isn't 25 games later. This is 5 games later. The same people that told you how great he was are now like, you're right. We probably need a new scenery. Probably need a change.
You know, the difference for me, though, is because I noticed a turn. And the first time we really saw Stefanski get called to the carpet this year was the Baltimore loss. And I understood that one because you got blown out and there was the weight of the Baltimore 30-year celebration, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But from that game, it was like 2 bad Joe Flacco picks. It was this. It was that. And I do think Kevin started having Joe go slow at the end of that game to try and slow down the Ravens from turning it. They even tried to avoid the blowout.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't his fault, though. That game, if you look how that went, that was players losing that game. That is not what happened on Sunday. And that's the difference for me. After that Baltimore game, I'm like, guys, I'm already out on Stefanski. Or mostly out on Kevin Stefanski, but why this game? I'm not asking myself that anymore after this game. Like, I think this is if this was the game that flipped the switch for you and is a beginning of the end for you with Kevin Stefanski, that makes an incredible amount of sense because it's not even about his bad clock management. It also goes to Jim Schwartz, his defensive head coach, choosing the cover 6 at the end of the game when you have one of the best man corner in football in Denzel Ward.
Yeah, and that's something obviously we got to address with Schwartz, but like
but Kevin takes the fall for that. That's your defensive coordinator.
I'm not saying he doesn't. That's a whole grouping thing, but that when you hire Jim Schwartz, you know that's how Jim Schwartz likes to play defense and how he likes to call defense. It's been a mind-blowing thing for a couple years now, the fact that when you have the very best wide receivers, for instance, he's like, "Nope, we're in zone, we're not doing that." But that's either here nor there. The point is that the amount of I'm surprised at how quick this has turned for everyone, because I thought the most staunch Stefanski supporters would be in there for at least until the bye week, but it was very predictable. You knew this was going to be hard and you knew it was going to be tough. I'm just surprised that people are turning the way that they're turning based off of the reaction we took in the summer.
Yeah, and I it's interesting that you're saying that now that you're saying it. What's interesting to me is how early it's happening. I think that's a great point by you, because to me, the whole point of Stefanski, he has the rubber stamp to keep his job long term. That was always about, well, can you keep the players engaged till late in the season, right? Can you?
Mm-hmm.
All right, every team that is losing, at some point, players check out. You could have Vince Lombardi in his prime. If you're going 4-13, at some point, even if it's week 18, they're checking out. So for me, it was always about, okay, what does it look like? This goes back to the idea of you can be bad, but you don't have to be a dumpster fire. Just Dylan Gabriel starting. No, you're just bad, right? Until proven otherwise, you're just bad. Shador starting. You're just bad. Starting Deshaun Watson, dumpster fire. Fans turning. And again, if fans are feeling this way, you can bet your sweet bippy players after Sunday were feeling this way. Players turning on you this early, that is when this gets to dumpster fire. And here's the problem. You were a dumpster fire last year. The final 5 weeks of that season was post the Pittsburgh game, was so unbelievably bad on so many fronts. And you could tell dudes were checked out. Now we're week five and we're doing that, going
already
on week six. That's where it gets scary, just in terms of it, just Kevin Stefanski keeping these guys where we can develop the young players. Because you have to be competitive to develop young players. If it's a dumpster fire and you're not competitive in any of these games, that's where it's hard to figure out. Like, okay, how do you make Isaiah Bond better in a completely losing dumpster fire environment?
Yeah, and I think so. Once after you get to the Steelers game, it's going to open up a little bit. I mentioned how there's six teams in the AFC that have one win or fewer. The Browns are one of them. The other five teams and that are in the AFC, the Browns play. They're on the schedule for the rest of the season. You're going to have a stretch where two times in 3 weeks you play the Dolphins into the Patriots, actually, and the Dolphins and the Jets, though. Like they're going to have opportunities, and it's in those opportunities that Stefanski's got to pull out some wins. He's got to be able to find some sense of, even if we're being close with the hard teams but not pulling it off, we can take care of the easy teams. He's got to at least do that. That's got to be the bare minimum now moving forward.
Can we just say the most competitive 4-13 team in football is still right there? There for the taking, and I actually think that's where Dylan Gabriel comes in.
I think that's why people are actually upset. Is because it was competitive in a stretch where you should have gotten taken to the cleaners, in a stretch where Frank Schwab, when we had him on before the season, called this the hardest first six games of a season for any team in 20 years of covering football, and they legit could be 3-2 right now.
Well,
that's why people are mad.
And you just have to survive six games, right? You got to still, these guys have to believe they can still win by the time you get to week seven. And I'm not saying that it's definitively not going to happen, but I'm saying that is now in danger. And in a weird way, I do take objection or put objection up there when people say a week is a must win, because it's the NFL. There's 17 games.
There's not enough games. You got to win every game.
Every game is a must win game.
Yeah.
In terms of the nuance of what you and I are talking about, Pittsburgh, a game where you're coming off London, that is incredibly hard to readapt, coming back off London. And you're getting Pittsburgh off a bye, and you're still starting a rookie quarterback. Like, this is a really, really important game to make it look good and or just win the damn thing.
Yeah, and if you can pull off a game against the Steelers, again, you got the Dolphins after that, and there's some winnable games that are here. If you can beat the Steelers, you start to build some confidence, and maybe you do showcase that you're a much more competitive team. It's not written in the stars. That's what makes this so crazy or so fun to me, is the idea that this early on, these Stefanski detractors have already, or the Stefanski supporters have already flipped to being detractors, and they have written it.
I mean,
they're still
Watson supporters. I would imagine there's still Stefanski supporters out there.
No, there's got to be. There's got to. But what do you think that number is right now if we did like an approval rating of Stefanski in the city?
12.
12?
In the city. I didn't talk about the burbs. I know, that's the D response.
Okay.
The D response.
This is like, what's Tua's record in cold weather in 32 degrees?
By the way, that's different.
I don't know, Nick.
The difference between 45 degrees and 32 degrees.
Yeah.
I'm talking freezing temperatures. Not 45 degrees in Cleveland? That's a walk in a park.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very nice. 45.
Give me 45 degrees in January and I'm a very happy man.
Man, 45 sounds miserable. Broken at like...
Well, yeah, now.
Yeah, it sounds very miserable.
Yeah, but once you get to 32, you're like, man, I get a tropical 45.
It's miserable, miserable for Tua as well. Might be miserable for Dylan Gabriel. We don't know.
Timu Tua. Albert Breer coming up at 5:20, but the lead in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.